You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
I heard the most interesting story, and it's not so much interesting as it is like wow, but it's also not so wow because we live in South Africa. And I'm going to take a wild guess that at least everybody that is listening right now, everybody that is listening has been robbed or stolen from in their lives. Doesn't have to have been in this violent way with a gun or a weapon. But you've been robbed or stolen from, even in school, even in the office, by the fridge. So a friend of mine tells me that something of his was stolen about 3 years ago. And it's a big something, a musical instrument, a drum kit. It was stolen. He followed the correct procedures, but you know, many a time, going to open a case is not going to actually mean that your things are recovered. It usually means that you're just getting a case number. If you have insurance, you can use that for insurance. Anyways, just recently, the person decides they're looking for something else at these secondhand stores. And I'm not talking like the second, I'm talking the brand secondhand stores. So in the lines of your Cash Crusaders, Cash Converters, all of those places where you can go sell something and get cash for it. They decide to go there looking for something else. Lo and behold, they walk in and they're like, how? This looks familiar. No, it can't be. Go and check. It was their entire drum kit. There. To be sold. On sale. So the person is like, yeah? No. Say to the people at the store, brah, this is my kit. Like, what do you mean? It was sold to us. And I'm like, has that ever happened to you where you were robbed? Something was stolen from you and you were able to retrieve it or you found it? I think I may have shared the story about how I once was robbed when the space was in the zone in Rosebank. I don't think they have a branch there anymore. I was paying, and while I was paying, my cell phone was right next to me at the till. And then when I'm done paying, all of a sudden, dololo, phone gone. Luckily, the store was absolutely amazing in giving me access to their CCTV footage. We checked and we saw exactly the person who swiped my phone. They let me take pictures. We phoned the police. They're like, hey, we can't help you. So by the time I phoned the police, I had already logged on to find my iPhone. And I'm watching it, guys. It's on the highway. It's moving. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Next thing, the phone settles. And I think it was, I can't recall if it was Katlehong or Tembisa, but it was far. And I'm with my mother now. Like, we were quickly doing a quick shop situation in Rosebank. Okay, the phone settles. So we call the police and they're like, you can't call us, rather call the police station there. And they say, because you don't know what you're going to find, please don't go there by yourselves, just the two of you trying to now get a phone. Sharp. But we saw in the footage, it was like a lady. We took the pictures, cool. Drive to the police station. We explain the story. We show them the location based on the Find My iPhone. And then they're like, okay, but we need a van. So now we have to sit because there's no van and we can't go in my car. Because I'm like, let's go in my car. I'm ready. No, you need to go in. Okay, sharp. We wait. By now it's evening. We're there early afternoon. Evening now. Okay, sharp. We drive. A van comes. We get in. We go. Now the pinned location, because you're seeing a dot on a map, is on a corner. So you can't tell the address. It could be one of four corner houses. We go into the first house, but obviously the police are leading the situation, but we're walking behind them. You know, go, 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 go. I mean, it's in the hood. People come. They're like, yeah, I'm a police. And they're like, no, we're looking for this lady. And they show a picture. And the person at the house is like, ah, that one. She's always stealing. We know her. Ramotseva. Ha, okay. She's like, no, she stays at that house. She points where she stays. Okay, now we walk. Like, this is a drama happening and unfolding with me and my mom in tow. Like, how did we find ourselves here? Okay, next thing. Coco at the house. They're like, no, this lady stays go back room. So they walk through the house and the police lead us. As they knock, doors open. It's like an elderly lady in her 50s with two of her children watching Generations or whatever they were watching. And the officers are like, do you know anything about a phone? She immediately goes to her bag. She's like, ooh, officer, nyaxolisa. Hey, nyenzi mistake. I was like, what? She's like, no, she made a mistake. Next thing, she sees this phone in her bag and she was going to come back tomorrow. So I'm like, hey, if you saw this phone in your bag, where are you coming back to tomorrow? How do you know where it was taken? No. And the officers are like, either way, we can see you on video. You coming with us. She starts getting on her knees and crying in front of her children, guys, her daughters. She is crying, saying, please, please, I'm sorry. Ooh, please, please. And then this, I mean, oh, I just felt for the kids. They take her away in a van. The people at the main house, you know, now people are standing outside. They've left their houses. I'm so finished. Oh, then we go to the police station. I give my statement. I got my phone back. I got it back. And if you're thinking, how, but if, why were you chasing your phone? I'm those people that I don't like claiming too much from insurance. It can sometimes bump up your premiums. But also, I don't want my personal info just roaming the streets. I've got photographs. I've got messages. It's not just my confidentiality. It's other people's confidentiality. Me, I wanted my phone back. Anyways, I got my phone back. So I want to know from any of you, has something been stolen from you that you then were able to recover or retrieve, or you found it? Has that ever happened to you, that maybe something of yours got stolen? Next thing, you are logging onto Gumtree or IOL and it's there on sale. And how did you know it was yours for sure? How did you know it was yours for sure? And please know, I don't have this, let me call it luck in inverted commas. I don't have a certain luck. I've been stolen from so many times. People have robbed me. And also the painful thing, now when you have people in your house often, like I shoot content in my house, I have staff that works there. Sometimes you're like, I know I had this thing and it's disappeared, but you kindly just forget about it because you don't want to be stressing over who is stealing from me. Now I don't trust anybody. Sometimes it'd be your own family. That t-shirt, your favorite t-shirt, you know it, you love it. It was limited edition. They didn't even sell them. Yeah, how? Jiggy jiggy at the bra, your cousin's wearing your t-shirt. Hey? When you want to ask, it's a joke. But how rekaofela. So please share with us. Have you ever been robbed? Has somebody stolen from you? And how did you discover they stole from you? What did you do about it? Did you retrieve it? I'm still going to find out from this friend of mine what they want to do about this whole stolen drum kit. Because I have never sold anything to your Cash Crusaders, Cash Converters and all of those companies. And I don't know if when you sell to them, they require some kind of proof of ownership. Maybe they only require proof of ownership on really expensive items like a MacBook or an iPhone. And I'm wondering how it is they can check if this item is stolen, because they say they were shocked and I believe them. I'm assuming whoever it was that jacked the kit just needed a quick buck and then sold that thing. Maybe they got 500 rands for something that's like 30, 40K because they needed money like this. And it happens all the time. So give us a call, 011-883-0702. Your SMS is 31702. Tweet us at Relebogile M at Radio 702 using the hashtag 702 afternoons and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja. Call Relebogile.
On 011-883-0702.
23 minutes after 1 o'clock, and I'm going to jump straight into it. We're talking about, have you ever had your stolen goods, like you found them? You found them being sold somewhere else. You found your cousin wearing it, using it. A friend stole it, or you recovered it, maybe using technology. You can use the WhatsApp line as well, 0727021702. Let's go to the lines. We have Rob in Midrand. Rob, how are you?
Oh, hello, my dear. I'm so fine today.
Yes.
I hope you're fine.
I am good. I got my iPhone back.
Yeah. I've got some strange things back before. One was a jacket, and one, the story I'm going to tell you today, is 40 office chairs.
Yes.
So I had an office in Benoni. The office was locked with a big security gate. The building was locked. And yet my business partner calls me on the Monday when he went to work. And he says, Rob, you won't believe it, but all our chairs were stolen. Now, they weren't cheap plastic stacking chairs. They were nice chairs.
Yes. The ones that recline, right? And they go back and up and down.
They didn't recline, unfortunately. The business was too new to afford that sort of fancy chair.
Yes.
So I say, Steve, how did they get in? He said, no, they broke the door. I said, so now what are we going to do? Because we've got staff arriving and they can't stand at their desks and work.
Mm.
He says, don't worry, Rob, I'm going to pray. So Steve prayed. He says, dear Lord, I pray that when people sit on these seats, they will feel guilty. I pray that when people sit on these seats, their bums will burn.
Mm.
So I said, Steve, that's very good, but what are we going to do with these chairs?
Yes.
He says, Rob, don't worry, the chairs will be returned. The next day, he got to work, and all the chairs were stacked outside the office door.
No, Rob.
I kid you not.
So did you solve the mystery of who had taken the chairs?
Never. Never. We were just happy that God answered Steve's prayer and sent the chairs back.
Please give me Steve's number. I need to call him about Lotto. Because his prayers are strong, Rob. The chairs came back. Yo! Yo, Rob, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And it's funny because, not even funny, things get stolen so often in offices. And you might be like, I hear it all the time. Like, when I was in the hospital the other day, the nurse was complaining that her pen had been stolen for like the third time that day. Why are we always stealing? Guys, Bradford in Alberton, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
So you were talking about your friend's drum kit.
Yes.
So I can just give you a little bit of insight of what the procedure would be.
Yes.
So if you identify something in a pawn shop, the owner has to have had that record of the person being sold, if they're above board in their second-hand register. That's the first thing. If they've bought it within 7 days, it cannot be put out to sale. If it's been pawned for 30 days and then it comes out of pawn, then they can. And what the procedure would be, that owner now, if it's identified, the owner now of the pawn shop has to then put that aside.
Yes.
And then a case must be opened, and then he comes and identifies it. And then what happens is it'll get put into SAP 13. He gets an SAP 13 receipt. And then an investigation goes into as to where the pawn shop owner got it from.
Bradford, so are you saying my friend must actually just, because he was willing to let it go. He's like, look, it was almost 3 years ago. I've moved on. I don't want to deal with the admin. So he can just go and open a case and the cops will go do this process.
The item's still there.
Yes, the item's still there.
Yes, then they'll have the record of who's got it. So you can open a case and say, this is mine. And yes, definitely. And then what happens is, once the case is opened, the pawn shop owner has to put that aside. Or the cops actually, the police actually, part of, and they put it in an SAP 13 storage.
Mm.
And he gets a receipt and so does the pawn shop owner.
Mm.
Because at this moment, no one knows what the true story is.
Yes.
Because your friend could be saying, yeah, he gave it to someone and sold it and then they did it. But if not, if it was a case, then what happens is they actually leave it in the SAP searching, and then they start this investigation. If it eventually find the person that sold it and it goes to trial and they're found guilty, your friend gets his stuff back and the pawn shop owner loses.
Yeah. Bradford, thank you so much for sharing that information with us. I will definitely pass it back on to my friend and see if he's willing to go through that process. Let's quickly go to Carol in Plettenberg Bay. Hi, Carol.
Hello, hope you're well. So
yes.
My story is I had a cell phone that I put into the cubbyhole of my car in a building that I worked in town, and the security guard used to wash the cars. Washed the car, came back to go home that evening, and the phone had been removed from my cubbyhole. So I phoned the number, and I said, listen, they answered, silly people. I said, listen, I can have this phone checked. You don't want the police coming to arrest you over this phone. So best you put it back where you took it from this morning. The guy says to me, no, I didn't take it. I said, oh, I don't care what happened. Just put it back where you found it. Parked my car the next day. My phone was back in the cubbyhole when I went home.
Carol, I would also be scared if somebody called and said, yay, we're going to come and get you arrested. Thank you so much for sharing your story. Actually, somebody was saying to me, when their things are stolen, they're like, they must make everybody aware that they're going to lawyer the person. If you've stolen my clothes, they must itch on your body. Oche, you must burn. And now our WhatsApp is saying, no, those office chairs were stolen by the one that was praying. Praying for their safe return, Steve. We'll continue with this after Eyewitness News headlines.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
We have been chatting about all of your different stories of being robbed, and I shared the story of a friend of mine finding something of theirs that was stolen, me recovering something of mine that was stolen. So I'd like to hear your stories. 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Let's go to Tybee in Centurion. Hi, Tybee.
Hi, Relebogile. How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Great, thanks. So I wasn't as lucky as you, but I also pulled your son, right?
Yes.
Because I'm one person, I also want to see something all the way through.
Yes.
And the reason I haven't really followed up on the story now is because at that point when I was following up, I was using my son's phone.
Yes.
And which has since broken, and I don't have that the cop who was dealing with the case numbers now. So I need to go to the police station, and I haven't had time. But to give you the story, I had two phones stolen from my car last year in November, I think, as I was dropping off my son at school. And it turns out those guys took them out of the car, and I saw this through the school page, right? And I remember I was like, no, man, I had, because I remember my AirPods switching off, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'm out of the radius as I walked away from the car. I don't know why I left my phone in the car. From the first place, but I did, and I think they jammed my car or something like that, because I might have dropped the gun a little bit, thinking I'm in the school premises, and
yes.
what's the worst that could happen? As I'm walking into the class, and I came back, and those guys were very quick, took the phone out, and boom, come back looking for my phone, it's not me. I get the other parent who had just parked next to me to say, please, you just found my number. And the phone is not there, and we kept dialing, and no, the phone is not ringing. And then I went to the school, and then they were like, to the office, and then they're like, they're going to check, and then they'll let me know.
Mm.
And they subsequently sent me an email saying, yes, we saw a gentleman getting out of a Kia Picanto and took out the phone.
Ah.
And the funny thing about it, so obviously they had the registration on, right?
Yes.
So we're like, okay, I'm going to follow this registration. I get my other friends to pull up the information on the registration, and then it's pointing the car in Soshanguve. The last location of the phone is in Soshanguve, right?
Mm.
And I go to the police station, and I'm like, we're going to have to see this through. The cops took a bit of time. They moved my case because I had lost it far. They sent it back to where I'm to within the jurisdiction where I'm supposed to, and I talked to the cop there, and then they're like, they're going to circulate the car to find out who it belongs to.
Mm.
So they found those records in their records to say the car is in Soshanguve, or the registration rather is from Soshanguve. Turns out it belongs to some cop guy. At that point, it doesn't belong to another cop guy. Yeah. Yeah. And there I am. I'm like, we are going to find my phone. We are going to Soshanguve. I literally went with them. And I remember the cop guy laughing and like, hey, Kuri, you know, you always like, get some miracle.
And me, I also wanted to go. I must be there.
Yes, I must be there. Because, I mean, if I'm not there, if I'm not pushing you guys are very chilled about this. And I want my phone. So we go there, and when we get there, the cop guy is not there. We actually find out that the guy is a cop. We go back to the office and then we check his name again under the police records. And yes, he's a kennel in Joburg. And we call him and then he's like, no, man, these guys, what's look at my number plate? My number plate was cloned. That's what he's saying. We go back again to the location based on my location on the phone. I'm like, ah, since this guy's saying it's not him, let's track these guys, got the location on my phone. But like you said, it just pins a location and then it doesn't give you the exact location, right? So, we're busy driving around, you know, we're trying to find this Kia Picanto. We're looking for a tall guy because we can identify that the guy is tall, skinny. And you can tell that people know something, but they don't want to say. Until we find somebody and they're like, call me later, tells the cops guy, and then I'll locate you to where the guy is. Hi, Bo. And then later on, now he doesn't want to speak. He's like, no, he hasn't seen the guy or the car in a while, right? And now the cop guy is calling us back now and saying, So the cop guy now is calling us now and is like, what's going to happen to this case? Or what's going to happen? Which we found very dodgy.
So, you know, at the end of it, did you find the phones with that cop?
We didn't find the phones, and we have reasons to believe that the cop is probably working with these guys.
Tabi, do you know which country we live in, ne? We know which country we live in, and I'll leave it at that. Let's play a very quick voice note.
Hi, Rele Bogile. This is Sam from Joburg. I have a story for you. A friend of mine went to the Crufts dog show many years ago, and it's very exclusive. It's in the UK. And she came back with a very specific T-shirt that she posted to a friend. The T-shirts, of course, went missing. It was never delivered, etc., etc. She went back to the post office where the T-shirt was sent to find the teller wearing it. When she questioned the manager and showed him proof and everything, nothing was done. The teller wasn't reprimanded. She was just moved to another branch. Nice. Thanks.
Ha, 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 ha. What? Guys, I would be livid. And we wonder why the post office is falling apart. Yo. But my friend just WhatsApped to say, listen to me carefully. This thing happened 3 years ago. I'm not going to chase. Are. The punishment will happen. The karma will happen. I just don't have to be there to witness it. So to those of you who have been robbed, because so many of you are saying you're so lucky you got your phone back. Guys, please know, people are suffering in ways you have no idea. I believe in karma. Do not think you can steal and nothing happens to you.